With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says his new fleet of battleships will be the best in the world.
They'll help maintain American military supremacy, revive the American shipbuilding industry, and inspire fear in America's enemies all over the world. We want respect.
He says they'll be the biggest and the fastest, and he says their cutting-edge technology will help maintain American military supremacy and also revive the struggling U.S. shipbuilding industry. The U.S. economy expanded at a strong 4.3 annual rate from July through September. Consumer spending, exports, and government spending all grew. Meanwhile, some people are predicting it will be an even stronger year next year. Consumers are a bit more happy at the gas pump right now.
According to data from Motor Club AAA, December has been the cheapest month for prices at the pump this year, down more than 18 cents from a year ago. The national average for unleaded gasoline has stayed below the $3 mark since December 2nd, falling to its lowest level of about $2.85 a gallon on Monday. Hawaii had the highest average of about $4.44 a gallon. Oklahoma had the lowest average at about $2.30 per gallon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also, at SRNNews.com, the weather will put up some roadblocks for some holiday travelers.
For those of you hitting the highways, flying, or taking the train to see family and friends this holiday week, yes, the weather may have some plans to impede your progress. The Northeast will see some snow and rain that could cause delays on Interstates 95 and 90, as well as cause flight delays to New York airports. The South could see some showers that may bring delays, but nothing severe is expected. The Upper Great Lakes will also see some snow showers that could impede travel.
That is Bill Alexander reporting, and this is SRN News. The Food and Drug Administration is issuing a new warning. We get the details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The agency says companies that make devices designed to help people live as the opposite sex must stop marketing their products to children. FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry says, quote, "One of the most barbaric features of a society is the mutilation of its children. Pushing transgender ideology in children is predatory, it's wrong, and it needs to stop." The FDA is sending letters of warning to 12 companies accused of illegal marketing. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal appeals court has blocked Michigan's ban on conversion therapy, saying it violates therapists' free speech rights. The 2-1 decision grants an injunction to Catholic Charities and reverses a lower court ruling. Conversion therapy, used mainly by Christian counselors, is restricted or banned by a number of states. This is SRN News. Schoolboys have shared AI-generated nude images of their female classmates, and one 13-year-old girl says she's been victimized twice, getting expelled from school after a fight with those who posted those pictures. Here's Julie Walker with more details.
A 13-year-old girl in Louisiana was in school when she says she found out some of the boys there made deepfake AI-generated nude photos of her and other classmates using their faces. Her father, Joseph Daniels.
She went to the staff for help. Nobody believed her. She was bullied and picked on all day about the pictures, the images that were floating around about her body.
She got into a fight on the bus with the boy she accused of circulating the pictures, was suspended, then expelled. The school in LaForche Parish says it investigated but could not find the photos. The sheriff also investigated and did charge two boys with sharing explicit images. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNNews.com.